Every so often, we dig into the National Recording Registry to check out the latest audio that the Library of Congress has selected to celebrate and preserve. And our team has just come back with one of the new jewels. I first became aware of Buck Owens when the TV country variety show Hee Haw debuted.
Welcome to Hee Haw, starring Buck Owens and Roy Clark.
On the show, Buck played the straight man. A simple but honest country guy.
I hate my mother-in-law.
Well, if it wasn't for your mother-in-law, you wouldn't have your wife.
That's another reason I hate her.
But what you may not know is that Buck Owens was a sophisticated musician, a visionary band leader, and successful businessman. Just before he got crossover famous on Hee Haw, he had helped pioneer a whole new kind of country music, the so-called Bakersfield sound. A sound that influenced all kinds of musicians, from Dwight Yoakam to Emmylou Harris to the Grateful Dead. Today's episode of Inside the National Recording Registry looks at the album Buck Owens and the Buckaroos Live at Carnegie Hall. To tell the story of this landmark 1966 recording, we'll hear from an author.
My name is Eileen Sisk, and I wrote an unauthorized biography of Buck Owens called Buck Owens, the Biography.
A country music scholar.
My name is Scott B. Bomar, and I'm a writer and music historian.
And the man who sat at the drum kit that night at Carnegie Hall.
My name is Willie Cantu. I was the drummer for Buck Owens and the Buckaroos between the years of February 1964 till September 1967.
Ladies and gentlemen, a warm Carnegie Hall welcome for Buck Owens!
Buck Owens and the Buckaroos came roaring out of Bakersfield, California with these twangy guitars and twangy pedal steel guitar and a much more pronounced beat from the drums. There was really no country music act at the time who was as exciting or who was as aggressive as Buck Owens and the Buckaroos were.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a scene about a man that's sad and lonely. All I gotta do is act naturally.
Well, the Bakersfield sound, as far as I'm concerned, is really Buck Owens.
He was an innovator in many ways because he brought drums and Telecasters, electric guitars, to country music. It was not like the countrypolitan that Nashville was producing at the time, which had a lot of strings and background singers. It was more barroom music than it was church music or orchestra music.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I turn in mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
He was a multi-instrumentalist. He was one of these guys who could pick up pretty much anything with strings and figure out how to play it. When he was young, Buck's parents gave him a mandolin and then later a guitar. He taught himself to play steel guitar. Just a very natural musical talent.
When Buck was ready to start a song, he never counted a song off. You know, we just pick up our instruments and away we go.
Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my life once more. Love's gonna live here again. Things are gonna be the way they were before. Love's gonna live here again.
In the 1960s, country music was still defining itself in a lot of ways. Rock and roll was pretty much dominant by this point, and country music lost a lot of fans to rock music. There were people who were derisive towards country music or who'd characterized its practitioners as hayseeds or bumpkins. And so the fact that Buck Owens and the Buckaroos are invited to play Carnegie Hall, which is obviously a prestigious venue, it gives legitimacy, it gives credence to the value of Buck Owens music and the value of country music.
My junior high school band director had said to the class, if you get to play Carnegie Hall someday, then you know you've really made it.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We're just tickled to death to be here, and
the great city of New York.
Carnegie Hall was, you know, the cream of the crop, the top hall to play it in those days.
Before I ever met Buck Owens or ever heard of him, my aspiration was to be a jazz drummer, and it meant that I would be playing on the same stage as some of the great musicians in the world, and especially in the jazz field, like Benny Goodman with Gene Krupa on drums. And I can still remember walking onto that stage to set up my drums and wondering just exactly how far away I was setting up my drums from where Gene Krupa had actually set his drums up.
When he was invited to play Carnegie Hall, initially he instructed his manager to turn it down. He was intimidated by the concept, and he thought, if we go to New York and the people in New York aren't interested in country music, that's going to be an embarrassment when tickets are not sold. And then, of course, they did, and Buck always counted the Carnegie Hall show as one of the absolute highlights of his career.
I do recall getting goosebumps whenever he would utter the words, "Together Again."
Together again. My tears have stopped falling. The long, lonely nights are now at an end.
And that's something that I guess I'll always remember.
And I was going to say that you're, without a doubt, the warmest audience we ever had the opportunity to perform for, and we'd like to do it again sometime.
Willie Cantu, along with Scott Bomar and Eileen Sisk. Our story was produced by Jenny Cataldo with Ben Manila Productions. You can listen to all 24 of the stories in our Peabody Award-winning series inside the National Recording Registry at Studio360.org.